Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. While much of the attention last week was on the BOJ and the FOMC meetings, the Swiss National Bank, SNB, actually became the first G10 central bank to cut rates in this cycle. And it was the SNB's first rate cut in 9 years. So this is very important because the Swiss franc often acts as a funding currency for many of the affluent clients across the globe. Now, the stronger than expected disinflation, which the SNB attributes partly to Swiss franc appreciation last year, was the key reason of this 25 basis point rate cut. Headline inflation fell to 1.2% year-on-year in February, well below the central bank's 2% target, and below the SNB's December forecast, which showed inflation averaging 1.8% in the first quarter this year. Now, it is possible that the SNB is going to cut its base rate again by a further 25 basis points in June, following last week's unexpected cut. If you look at the SNB's latest conditional inflation forecast, which assumes the policy rate will be maintained at 1.5% over the forecast horizon, there were some sizable downward revisions. So for 2024, the SNB now forecasts 1.4% year-on-year versus 1.9% previously, and for 2025, 1.2% versus 1.6% previously for inflation. The SNB also noted that it would adjust its monetary policy again if necessary. Now, do note that SNB's June 2024 meeting will be on the 20th, and their decision may well be anchored upon possible first rate cuts from the ECB, which meets on the 6th of June, and the Fed, which meets on the 12th of June. And if Swiss inflationary pressure shows signs of strengthening over the coming months, the SNB could be prompt to hold steady and reassess its stance at meetings in the second half of the year. So where do we see the dollar Swiss from here? Well, that reached a four-month high following the SNB's surprise 25 basis point rate cut to 1.5%. So the SNB's move reduces the likelihood of significant appreciation of the Swiss franc from here, especially as it makes further SNB intervention favoring a strong Swiss franc unlikely. Having said that, we do not expect an aggressive rate cut cycle either, given rising rentals, wages, and the risk of imported inflation. Technically, the dollar-Swiss pair has turned positive, with bullish crossover in MACD and ADX. The next key resistance is at 0.92. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.